So it's nice to introduce you, Mr. Therion. It's Mr. Christopher Johnson, the main brain and the founder of the fantastic symphonikers Therion, the band that still hadn't been in Bulgaria yet, but let's hope that it will happen soon. So, Mr. Johnson, let's start the interview not in the traditional way. Have you heard something about Bulgaria?
I've heard something about Bulgaria. My parents were making their honeymoon to Bulgaria, so yeah, a lot. They say that the Black Sea is very beautiful there, the beaches. And, well, I know the political history of Bulgaria. I know you have a lot of Turkish minorities. I don't know what's significant for Bulgaria. You have a wine district called Plovdiv, which I've drank a few wines from. I have to be honest and say it's far from my favorite, but at least I remember it. And, well, you entered the European Union, was it 2006? And still have a lot of problems catching up with the corruption, and you get a reprimand from the Union for that. And
that's enough. It's really impressive.
You can enter the Monetary Union with the Euro earliest 2012.
Yep, exactly. And talking about drinks, have you tasted the Bulgarian national drink? It's rakia, grape brandy.
What is it called?
Rakia, it's grape brandy.
It's like the Turkish one. It's made out of, it tastes like licorice. Kind of sweet, but fine.
No, it's not sweet. It's distilled from grape.
Ah, grape. No, I haven't. I would love to try that.
I'm bringing you one bottle especially for you, but I forgot it in the hotel with Agnes because she lost her camera and was very upset.
Ah, well.
So if there is a...
Give it to me tomorrow. I really like to try new domestic stuff.
There is a after party after the concert, I will bring the bottle especially for you.
Yeah, there will be. Normally we don't really have this after party. We just have two beers and go to bed, you know. But this is the only show we do until 2010, so we'll have a big party after this.
Yeah, because there is a group of more than 25 people all over the world that are together with us and would like to play their congratulations after the show. So, anyway, let's back to the interview.
Something to congratulate.
Yes.
I think it's going to be fine, but no, it's probably going to be fine. But you never know, sometimes you make bad shows. It happens all the time.
Yeah, are you concerned taking into consideration the fact that almost all of the players are new in the band, except you?
Yeah, that's a drastic thing. And I mean, they've learned 17 songs just from scratch. So, but I mean, when you work with people on this level, it always sounds good. When we made the first rehearsal, it sounded like we played together for years.
And is there a chance the session musicians, I mean the singers, to become a permanent members of Therion?
Well, see, I mean, nothing is impossible. I mean, but there has to be some sort of meaning behind it. Would something be better that way? And the more people you have that are permanent, the more talking about things. So, and also you have to see it in a long perspective. Like, for instance, with Laurie, it would maybe make sense because we're always going to need a good soprano. And yeah, we work together fabulously over this time. But she lives in USA, you know, it makes things complicated. So, I mean, if she would move to Sweden, for instance, you know, I'll definitely make her a permanent member. And, yeah, maybe with other people like Snow and maybe Thomas, it could make sense as well. I mean, we're always going to need a tenor like Thomas, and Snow is a good songwriter, and so, I mean, if it makes sense, it makes sense. But it's a difference, you know, if you're just a hired singer, you can always say, you know, this advantages and disadvantages. Advantage is always you can say if something is troubling you, then always stop my cup of tea, I'm just hired. You know, you don't need to take responsibility for other things than your own performance. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are kind of convenient with that. They know how much they're going to be paid, you know, no risks, nothing, just, you know, take the cherries out of the cake. And on the other hand, it's nice to be permanent member because you have a little bit more to say. I mean, like I said in the interview earlier, in the press conference earlier, that I give them very free hands, the singers, but then it's within their own little area. But if you're a permanent member, then you're entitled to an opinion on all areas. I mean, if you're a permanent bass player, then your opinion counts as much of the vocals or anything else. But if you're a hired singer, then your singing, that's what people have to care about, what they say about it, if you understand what I mean. So it's a matter of, you know, weighing advantages towards disadvantages and see what would be most appropriate and suitable.
And during the years, Terian did a big change, let's say, from old school death metal to the nowadays progressive symphonic style that you're performing at the moment. How did it come that you are keeping the flame alive, every next album to be a step forward for the band?
Well, first of all, old school death metal wasn't old school back then. It was just death metal. You know, we never tried to play like bands in the old times because we were there in the old times. So it's just been a natural development. And I think there's something that the new band have when they get signed that's sometimes lost for a few records while they establish the band. And then they come to a point where they get too convenient. They get laid back and they made their classic albums and then they continue to produce records that maybe they're not bad, but they're not part of the classic catalog. Best example ever is Saxon. You know anybody on the planet that would say the latest Saxon is the best album they did? No. And not the last one, or the one before that, or the one before that either. You know, people go to the shows. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm a Saxon fan, I love Saxon. But people go to the shows, they get the classic, you know, 15, 20, 25-year-old songs. You know, they have the same set list for the last 20 years. Therein is kind of different from that, because even though we build something up, we risk it every time. Bands usually safe, you know. Oh, we made a career, something like this, then let's hold on to that. They don't want to risk it. Sometimes they risk it making something more commercial. There's a lot of examples like that, like Celtic Frost tried to do Cold Lake, or but then they usually burn themselves. Oh, it didn't work. You know, let's go back to the safe stuff. We always, you know, did different things and risked it all the time. And sometimes the record sales went up, sometimes the record sales went down, but we always did what we wanted to do, no matter how it affected the record sales. And I'm very proud that I made the record that I would like to buy. I always think, what would I, as a fan, would want to buy? And that's what I do. Or even for myself, thinking, what's missing in the record store? Okay, a record sounding like this is missing. Okay, then I'll make it. I think a lot of bands, especially when you start to make money, and they fulfill the dreams of being a full-time professional musician, you know, they play big places and everybody tells them how great you are. They're so afraid of losing that, so that they kind of lose focus on the artistic path. For me, I'm ready to risk it all every time we make a record. And if it sells like shit, I will still stand up for that record later. You know, a lot of bands, when they have sales dropping, then when they promote that specific album, they will say, oh, it's the best album we ever did, and buy a new record, you know, it's so great. And then if it sells like shit, next year they will admit, like, oh, maybe it wasn't that good, you know. But you will never catch me doing that. Like, Secret of the Ruins was a huge drop in sales. I think it was definitely the best album up till that point. And, well, actually, God for Cavalier lost also sales, but I still think it's, you know, it's the best album we did up till now. And I would have done it again. You know? Yeah, I think that's a big attitude difference, you know, keeping this fire alive. You know? Yep, and the second thing is, since I've worked with so many new musicians that came from nowhere, like Petter and the Niemanns, for instance, that was in the last lineup, they came from nowhere. I mean, they didn't even make a record before Therion. Petter was almost 30 years old when he made his first record, which was Therion. And when you have these people that are so talented, you know, I mean, they're excellent instrumentalists. They're all very good songwriters. I mean, Petter is also a good guitar player and singer and all this. And still, he never managed even to make a record. You can imagine what kind of vitamin injection this is for a band when you have this creative type of person. And finally, he's able to express all these things that was, you know, kept down during all these years. And that's one of the reasons that he wrote so many songs for Gothic Cavalier. He wrote songs for 10 years that nobody wanted to release. So he had a treasure of songs that we could, you know, take from. And this, of course, has given me a great support in my will to always create something new. That there was this vitamin injection of people that make a first record. You know, for them, it's like this fire of a new band that just gets signed.
very adrenaline injection.
And this is one of the reasons why this last lineup didn't work with Niemann's in the end, because they became like every other band. You know, they made five albums with Therion, they made world tours, been there, seen that, done that, kind of. I mean, still, you know, being have a very professional and creative attitude, but somewhere this fire was becoming a glow, rather. You know, and I'm sure we could have made another record that would have been fantastic together, or even two or three. But I think, just like every food product have a best before date, you know, we kind of reached our best before date. And instead of making good stuff but still going downhill, it's better to end it while we're still on the top on our creativity, and they do something else, or I do something else.
Yeah, this is the best solution, it seems, for everybody.
Everybody's totally happy with the decision. If you write something on the web page, people seem to always think that you're lying, and in reality, everybody hates each other. But we're one of the few bands that are very straight with things. If you write, this is how it is on the web page, then it's how it is.
Yeah, I saw an interview with Mats Levén, and they asked him if you offer him, would he join again to Therion? And he said, yes, of course, why not?
Well, I don't think that would work, because the reason why we stopped working with him was because we were becoming a very theatrical band, and he didn't feel convenient with that. I mean, he always did a fantastic job as a singer, but he's really a lead singer, yeah. And all of a sudden, he was one out of four lead singers, and, you know, have to step back a bit, and, you know, Snowy is taking a lot of space, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't feel comfortable with that, so after the European tour, we said we didn't want to continue to work with him, and then he said himself too, I mean, it was never any hostile thing, he said himself, you know, yeah, he lost fire to this because, you know, he admitted, you know, lead singer, you want to be on the front of the stage, be rock and roll, and all of a sudden he's, you know, playing some guitars behind the church fence, and, you know, and he said, this is the best concept Therion ever had, as if you would, seeing it from the outside, he said, Therion never been better, but it's not my cup of tea, so we just did the shows until the summer, and then the rest of the world tour we started with Thomas instead. So I wouldn't say you should never say never. I can't imagine touring with him again because of this theatrical concept we have. I mean, we found out that it wasn't for him, but he has a fantastic voice. I mean, if there would be some sort of song that he's singing would be suitable, of course I would pick up the phone and call him. I mean, there's no bad blood, has there never been.
Okay, and now let's finish with what is Mr. Johnson in his personal life, out of the stage, in a few sentences?
Boring. I don't know. Workaholic. And probably for most metal fans, boring. I don't know. Barely don't drink alcohol. Never socialize with people from the metal scene. Probably never do anything that they would find interesting. I don't even play guitar in my spare time. I just pick up the guitar 2 weeks before a tour, practice a bit, and go. I read books. I like to go, if I have time, if there's something interesting, go to the opera. I've been renovating my house in Ireland, so I've been doing a lot of physical labor, you know, working on the house, taking down trees in the yard, you know, bought a chainsaw, and learned how to deal with that without chopping the legs off.
Favorite bands, albums?
I couldn't say.
All the bands, let's say all the bands.
I couldn't say. I like so many different bands and different artists from different reasons. It's not like if you're only into heavy metal, it's probably easier to make your top five, but speak about metal bands, Voivod has always been one of my favorite bands. I would say Phobos from Voivod is, Phobos and Killing Technology would be among the best metal albums ever made, I would say.
From the classic composers?
Richard Wagner, I prefer Rienzi in many ways, one of his youth works. It's very appealing because it's very strong melodies, but the one I'm most fascinated with is of course the Ring quadrology. It's definitely the most well made, especially Siegfried and Götterdämmerung, the Twilight of the Gods, is really, really exceptionally good. I also liked Richard Strauss a lot. When it comes to opera, I totally prefer the German sound. When it comes to instrumental classical music, I like a lot of Slavic composers, especially Russian. Tchaikovsky's Slave March is very good, and if you speak about the orchestrated version from Mussorgsky, I really like them because of its simpleness. I mean, he was just a drunk hammering on his piano, and when Ravel was orchestrating it, he managed to transform that in a very nice way. Shostakovich, if you're in the mood for something really loud, like Symphony No. 7, Leningrad, is really good. Stravinsky, I used to have this Stravinsky period earlier, where I bought everything that was recorded with him, pretty much. Not all the versions, but all the different pieces. I don't listen much to Stravinsky anymore, but I still would say it's one of the Slavic composers I admire most, especially some of these more mathematical youth works, like Symphony in Three Movements with this very static piano. It's brilliant. So the Symphony in C is fantastic too. And of course, Spring Sacrifice, or Rite of the Spring, I think is the English title of it. And what's it called? Firebird. It's a very good ballet.
Okay, as I told you, this is going to be put on the radio station. And would you mind to say, for example, I'm Christopher Johnson from Telion, and you are listening to the best radio station, Recital. This is the wooden thing that the kids are doing.
Recitalo.
Recitalo, yeah.
This is Christian Therian speaking. You're listening to the best Bulgarian radio station called Kreshetalo.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson, for giving me this interview. So I'm glad to introduce you, one of the main singers of great symphonikers Therian. It's Mr. Thomas Wikström. So this night is going to be the one and the only Therian concert for this year. And are we going to see you on the next tour and probably on the next album?
Yes, absolutely. I'm sort of contracted for the next Therian album and the next tour also. So you will not get rid of me yet.
Yeah, and is there a possibility to become a permanent member of the band?
I have not been asked about it, and no singer before me, before have been a permanent member, so... But I don't really mind about that. I mean, I'm having a good time as long as I'm on the stage with these guys, you know. But if I'm asked to be a permanent member, yeah, I think so. I think I would say yes. Yeah.
A lot of fans are thinking, how is Thomas Wikström feeling to be on the place of Mats Levén?
Feels good. Me and Mats are old friends. We've done a lot of work together. Well, it feels good. I mean, me and Mats are totally different singers, and I can only do my best, you know, so it feels good, really.
Yeah. And one last question. Considering that Mr. Johnson is the only member of Therian at the moment, do you have the free to compose music, to place your ideas for the upcoming albums? Is Therian working as a real band, or the decision taken personally by Mr. Johnson himself? Do you feel free, let's say, free in this band?
Actually, I do. Of course, Christopher is the founder of the band, and he has the last word, but we are free to present any songs we want, and if it's a good song and it fits on the particular album, absolutely it will be on it. I mean, we have totally freedom to do that. Yeah.
Okay. Let's think, what is Mr. Wikström out of the stage in his personal life in two sentences?
My interest now, I'm a very normal guy, I think. I live alone in Sweden with my, I have three kids, and I also live half-time in Argentina because my girlfriend is there. So that's basically what I do, and I do normal stuff, like I do go fishing, you know, and I watch the sports on television, trying to see my friends, you know, and and I watch a lot of movies.
And what's your favorite band or music style or album?
Anytime?
Anytime.
Yeah, okay. The reason I started to sing hard rock is because I heard the first Kiss live album. So that was sort of like a wake up for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a real classic and will always have a special place in my heart. But I can name so many albums that are good. Everything that Queen's done, for example. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Freddie Mercury fan. Judas Priest I like very much. So, yeah.
Thank you. And this interview is going to be shown probably one of the Bulgarian TVs, I think, to make one special report for your presentation this evening. Would you like to say, for example, I am Mr. Thomas Wikström and you are listening to Krecetau. Krecetau is the title of the...
Oh, that's a hard word. Can you write that?
Yeah. Just to find my...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crecetalo.
Crecetalo.
This wooden thing that the kids are making, like chuk 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 chuk.
Ah, okay. Crecetalo.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Hi, everybody in Bulgaria. This is Thomas Wikström speaking, and you listen to the.
Once again.
Okay. Radio show.
Yeah. Radio show.
Okay. Hi everybody in Bulgaria, this is Thomas Wikström from Therion speaking and you're listening to the best radio station in the land, Krecetalo.
Thank you.
One more time. One more time,
listen.
Hi everybody in Bulgaria, you are listening to... Now we do it. Hi everybody in Bulgaria, this is Thomas Wikström from Therion speaking to you and you're listening to the best radio station in the whole land, Krecetalo.
It was nice. Thank you.